The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord. The greatest rule is to love. It's about loving God and loving people around us, our neighbors. So who can tell me some ways we express love? Yes?
By showing other people that we love them.
Okay, by showing other people we love them. How do we show other people we love them?
Hugging them, showing kindness to them.
Okay, calling them, showing kindness. Very good, that you treat people like you want them to treat you. Be respectful, very good. We'll come back to that. We'll take one more. Showing care to them. So being respectful is a way of showing love. Sometimes we don't think of it that way. But really, if we love someone, we show respect to them. And what we're going to do this year with you as you come to Mass is every time you come to Mass, we're going to talk to you about one part of the Mass so you can understand it better and you understand what we're doing. For example, the reason we tell you that you should be quiet when you come to church for Mass is that sign of showing respect to God, right? And also to our brothers, to other people here who maybe they're praying. So that's why important as you come in that you walk quietly and don't, you know, talk to one another. When you go in the pews, to do it quietly too. When you bring down your kneelers during Mass, to do it quietly, because we're showing respect to God and to the other people who are with us in church praying. Another way that God shows us how much He loves us is when we come to church, the first thing we do is to put our hand in the holy water and make the sign of the cross, right? So who can show me the sign of the cross? Just do it as you're sitting down. Okay. The way we do it with respect is we remember in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. This is not the sign of the cross. Okay, I don't know what this is. So we don't rush with it. We do it just respectfully. Because we remember by making the sign of the cross that Jesus loved us so much that He died on the cross for us. And that's why we make the sign of the cross, to remind us how much God loves us, that He gave His life. He wasn't just nice and respectful and polite and did good things, but He gave us His life. So that's the way we do the sign of the cross, is to remember God's love for us. The other thing is why we bless ourselves with holy water. Who can tell me what does holy water, which sacrament does holy water remind us of?
Baptism.
Very good, baptism. Remember when you're baptized, or you don't remember when you're baptized, some of you might be in babies, but you see someone being baptized, the priest will pour some water over them, holy water. And the reason we put our hands, our fingers in the holy water font at the entrance of the church and we'll make the sign of the cross to remind us that God the Father loves us so much that just before we did anything, God said, "I want you to be my daughter. You are now my son. And one day I'm going to give you eternal life." That's before we do anything. The way God loves us is without condition. God doesn't say, "Well, first you have to be good or get straight A's in school or graduate from college and have a great business." He says, no, just when you're born as a baby, I love you from that moment. And that's what baptism is. And that's why we make the sign of the cross and bless ourselves with holy water when we come in. So both these signs are to us signs of the cross, signs of God's love for us. And the way we show God's love is by being respectful, by being quiet, by making those signs in a respectful way, and by paying attention as we, you know, pray together to God during the Mass.